The Australian share market has reversed some of yesterday's strong gains as investors locked in profits at the end of the week. The All Ordinaries Index shed 0.1%, as did the ASX 200 Index. In the uranium sector, the Rio Tinto-backed ERA fell 49% after abandoning expansion plans in the Northern Territory. Paladin Energy got a boost. It was up 5%. The 10 Network added 6. Maya was among the biggest losers and Westpac the worst of the big four banks. The Australian dollar is buying 77.2 US cents. Citigroup economists have suggested the federal government consider a spending package to stimulate the economy. Citi suggests investment in infrastructure or direct payments to households. The bank says Australia meets all the requirements that would justify such a step, including very low levels of government debt. A key private index shows a surge in property investments has seen rents grow at their slowest annual pace on record as increased supply keeps prices down. CoreLogic RP Data's May rental index shows capital city rents rose on average just 0.1% in the month and only 1.5% over the course of the year. The Bureau of Statistics says its figures show rental growth is at a 20-year low nationally. The Bureau of Statistics figures indicate it's not only home lending that's benefiting from low interest rates. Official data shows both personal and commercial finance increased by around 4% in April compared to March. The statistics, of course, predate the May interest rate cut.